Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 9th, 2022. We must pray, we must ask. Comment: luck in Hebrew is mez, which means drops from the word nozzle, drip. My response: luck seems to be dripping from above. It comes unexpectedly. A person does not even suspect that luck will fall on his head and suddenly it manifests itself. Question: if a person prays to the upper force for good luck in business or in marriage, does it have an effect? Answer: yes, it does. We must pray, we must ask. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Predisposition to universal unity. Question: do Jews have a genetic predisposition? Answer: no. They have only a predisposition to universal unity in order to conquer the upper world. They left ancient Babylon on this basis. This predisposition exists in their descendants, who are just souls, and the same soul goes through many, many bodies. This is the incarnation of the souls. For example, as a Jew, I existed in all states, from ancient Babylon to my current incarnation. I went through all these lives. I even know my incarnations, Spanish, German, and Eastern European, right up to the present moment. All this I feel perfectly and reveal. The same applies to all current genetic Jews. Furthermore, even after their settlement from Babylon throughout the earth, desire was still developing also in the nations of the world. Today there are many such people who also have a predisposition to spiritual development, and they join us. They are absolutely identical to those of us who came from ancient Babylon, even though they have not been near us during the whole 3,700 years. It does not matter. The inner desire for correction and for elevation to the spiritual world acts in them. From CAB TV's Close Up. Around the World, February 20, 2011. It all depends on perception. Question: is it possible to say that good luck or bad luck is my attitude to events, and the events themselves are neutral? Answer: no, events are not neutral. They affect us. I cannot say about something that it is neutral. It depends on its relation to what or whom. Comment: relative to me. My response: then this neutrality disappears. That is, the events themselves can be different, either minus or plus. You perceive them relative to yourself, for example, as negative, and relative to someone else, they can be perceived as positive. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. We just need to say whoosh. Comment: Natasha is asking, you are talking about correction of the world, but it is such a long process, it will all happen sometime in the future. What can we do to realize right now that we urgently need to change our attitude to each other? I see that neither wars nor suffering help. What will help then? My response: it can be a long process when, firstly, it does not depend on us, and when it takes place through some external actions. When you need to build something, to do something, or even destroy something. However, if this is the process of realization, you can say two words to a person, and it will shake him up and that's it. He realized everything. Question: what happens within him then? What turns over? Answer: cause and consequence. He begins to understand the relationship between cause and consequence. And this changes absolutely everything in him. He begins to understand the reason why we exist in such a terrible way. The reason is not in you or in me, but in the egoism between us. It means that this egoism is between us, it is not yours and it is not mine, and it is not that you are good and I am bad, or I am good and you are bad, no one is bad. Between us. The Creator specially created egoism between us, in advance so that we would understand. He even says, I created egoism between you so that you would destroy it. It is in this way that I want you to understand that there can be something opposite of connection, love, and interaction. In this way, you would come to this connection, love, and interaction by removing the opposite. Everything that we attain in our world is attained from the opposite state. As they say, the advantage of the light is from the darkness. Therefore, it can happen very fast. Question: Is this understanding, in fact, the process of correction? Answer: Yes, when you say, ouch. And besides the pain you understand, in this ouch, the cause of this pain. You refuse it in advance, instantly, right there. You do not want it in any way. By this you reach correction. You do not need to do anything else. Question: Why are we not saying ouch now? After all, it seems like the right time. Answer: We do not understand that this thing that exists between us, and prevents everything good is only our egoism. Question: Why do we always have hope that egoism will lead us out, that it will get better? Answer: We want to rise above each other. This is the problem. So how can we humiliate ourselves relative to others? It does not matter what others will think, how they will look at us, what conclusions they will draw from our behavior. We just need to bow our heads down and start acting. Comment, and we will hear, rag. Not a man. Who is he? My response: No, I do not think so. If a person really acts in this way, people will understand that he is doing it consciously. Question: Does this also apply to the leaders who lead the nations? Answer: Everyone. To set such a good example. This is when the correction process will begin. Question: Why can't the Creator do like in your fairy tale? Like this, whoosh. Answer: The Creator did everything opposite of this. He must do everything opposite of this. Because only in this way will we attain the greatness, perfection, and the quality of love. Question: Out of complete lack of love? Answer: Of course, only like that. We have to come to the understanding that we are coming to an end. We have no other choice but to make an effort over ourselves to transfer ourselves to the next state. We just need to say, whoosh. And everything else will happen from above. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 28, 2022. An eternally living soul. Question: You said that the Jews have a method of correcting egoism and that the whole matter of nature and all other nations is solid egoism. So, the reason for hatred of Jews is that this matter is the opposite of the spiritual degree? Answer: We are all the opposite of the spiritual degree. But within the whole of humanity there is a method of how to correct this oppositeness, how to implement it so that it helps us to rise to the next spiritual degree. Our egoism will serve us as a rising energy. We can properly direct it to love instead of hatred. When we discover why and for what it all exists, then all our negative properties, qualities, all kinds of movements, and desires will serve as a springboard to rise to the next degree, to the next dimension. We can now reveal this for ourselves and thus enter a state in addition to our world, when behind it we will feel another degree, another world around us, the upper one, and we will exist in both. And then we will understand where we come from, where we are born, where we go after death. Let's understand that only bodies live and die, and we, our inner, spiritual part of the body continues to live. If we reveal the full scope of the universe, then our body ceases to be felt as the only possibility of existence. We begin to feel like we exist in everything. The body dies or lives, it no longer matters to us. This is what Kabbalah leads to. That's what it allows us. Kabbalah is being revealed now, as humanity begins to realize that it is integrally, globally interconnected. Therefore, we have the opportunity to reach the next degree through globalization, through the connection of everyone with everyone. From CabTV's close-up. Around the World, February 20, 2011. Everyone can become Moses. Comment, Irina is asking, during this war and these events that are happening, I suddenly have a feeling that I cannot plan anything, that I do not decide anything, that everything is decided for me. They took away the meaning of living the way I want. I have to live as someone else wants. I feel like an animal being led wherever they want, into slavery, so, into slavery, to slaughter, so, to slaughter. And this is called life. How can I break free out of this circle? This is not life. My response, it has always been that way. You just did not realize that you were being controlled. Now you have grown up internally and feel that you are being controlled. This is a completely different state. What is this for? In order for you to maybe be able to change yourself. To find out why you are being controlled, who is controlling you, what for, why, and how to change yourself so that you can enter this governance yourself. This is already recognizing that you are in a state of spiritual growth. All these people and governments are in fact puppets. Who is behind them? The upper force that controls all of us, through all sorts of figureheads. It means that we must understand from where, what for, and why, and try to see this upper force that leads us to a certain state and controls us. To come in contact with it in such a way that we would receive all kinds of control signals directly from it. Question. So that I receive directly from this force. Roughly speaking, why do I need intermediaries? By this I remove these intermediaries and work directly with it, right? Answer, of course. This is the level of Moshe, Moses the one who talks directly to the Creator. Everyone can come to this. If we get out of slavery, we reach the level of Moses. This is why we are driven into such states. So that we come out of them and directly connect ourselves to the upper force that wants to lead us, somewhere. We are given all the problems just to turn our attention to the upper force. Therefore, it is said about the Creator that he is very jealous. Question, is he jealous because we do not pay attention to him but to everything that happens around us? And we should pay attention to him? Answer, yes. Question, so, are you saying that this direct dialogue is not just possible but necessary? Is that where we are being led? Answer, he will force us to do this. But it is better to do this sooner. Question, will every inhabitant of the earth be directly speaking with the upper force? What will happen then if this fantasy takes place? Answer, we will discover the upper force within which we exist, which controls us, and leads us to the next degree of development. We will discover that he surrounds us, includes us, and controls us, in everything and by everything and wants us to enter into such a connection with him that we understand his every action, his every signal to us. Question, why does he need it? Answer, so that we rise to his level. Through this we reach our highest state of development, to be like him, to see everything, to understand everything, to execute everything, to do everything, to be at the highest level of nature. To see everything from one end to the other. That is, we become eternal and perfect. Comment, as they used to say at school, man is the crown of nature. The man who mutilated everything around him. My response, this is the recognition of our current state. It is terrible, of course. Worse than animals. It is out of this recognition that we come to connection. Question, what about what you say all the time, love, connection, and good relations? Answer, we must cultivate this within ourselves by force. From this forced cultivation we will come to this feeling. We will come to this. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 25, 2022. The main thing is good relations. Question, there are some things that come to a person easily, while other things are much more difficult. Let us say unity. Is it worth considering it this way? It is hard for me to unite with another person, and this is my contribution? Answer, no. One should really try to reach any kind of contact in any place, under any conditions. The main thing is good relations. Different levels of them, but kind and positive, when I wish another individual what I wish for myself. At the same time, a good connection arises between people when they feel each other and permeate each other emotionally. Each one of them understands the desires of the other, the qualities of the other, and how he can complement and fulfill them. We must feel this. To do this, you need to be in a group that is working on unity, and then you will feel. We need to find such a group. We have a lot of them all over the world. With systematic participation in the work of the group, you will see how you accumulate internal sensations and knowledge, which begin to form into a new sense. It is called feeling your neighbor. You will begin to understand that until this time you did not feel your neighbor. You did not feel people at all. You felt in yourself their model, which you created for yourself egoistically to get as much as possible from them and give them as little as possible, according to a simple egoistic law. This includes your children, this includes everyone. Now, when you do it in a new way, it is completely different. Therefore, we must open courses and constantly, everywhere, teach people the elementary laws of commutation. From CabTVs I got a call. How to solve any problem. May 1st, 2014.